This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump returned to the Oval Office at the White House Wednesday just 2 days after being released from a medical facility after being diagnosed with COVID-19. In a video released on his Twitter account, the president thanked his doctors and praised the experimental antibody treatment he received at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center.
They gave me Regeneron. It's called Regeneron. And other things, too, but I think this was the key. But they gave me Regeneron, and it was, like, unbelievable. I felt good immediately. I felt as good 3 days ago as I do now.
Earlier Wednesday, Trump's doctor said the president continues to make progress in his recovery, does not have a fever, and has been symptom-free for 24 hours. However, returning to work goes against the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines, which say that individuals should stay isolated for 10 days after symptom onset. More than 20 people in the president's inner circle have tested positive for the coronavirus. Vice President Mike Pence and his Democratic challenger, California Senator Kamala Harris, meet in a debate in a few hours that will offer starkly different visions for a country confronting escalating crises. AP's Julie Walker reports.
University of Michigan debate director Aaron Call says there's a lot of pressure on Pence.
I think it's going to be an excellent debate. I certainly wouldn't underestimate Mike Pence after the performance that he delivered in 2016. There's so much at stake.
Butler University professor Gregory Shufelt says Pence needs to deliver.
Things have not been moving in the right direction for the Trump-Pence ticket. So I think that really probably changes the trajectory of Vice President Pence will really need to be on offense.
They both agree it will be a very different debate than Trump-Biden. I'm Julie Walker.
This